This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. There's just no getting around it. This is the most glorious season of all in the borderlands of Arizona, Sonora, New Mexico, Chihuahua. It's just my opinion, I guess, but I love fall in the borderlands, and isn't it just crazy wonderful how we share biotic communities in the borderlands? You know, Sonora, Arizona, what about that? An ecologist or biologist in Sonora may say, oh, these biotic communities change as you go northward, or an ecologist biologist in Arizona may talk about how their biotic community they're looking at changes as you go southward. Biomes meet and blend along the border. And remember when the border was a barbed wire fence? I do. I remember laughing like this as I went back and forth along a loose fence line. I'm in Sonora. I'm in Arizona. I'm in Mexico. I'm in the U.S. and just roaring, you know. And now, tears. As concrete and steel separate our two countries and biotic communities of flora and fauna no longer flow and blend. But listen, this is a glorious season, autumn, otoño, along the border, in La Frontera. If you're interested in plants, my friends, what a great time to get out and observe from the grasses to the trees and shrubs. Change is afoot. Colors change. Leaves fall, seeds set. You have questions as you walk and wander. And it may be the same question over and over. What is this? As you tug at a branch or you poke at a plant or you pull seed off an inflorescence. What is this? You're pulling seed off an inflorescence. I'm talking so fast. I like wandering with my son-in-law, Jared, who calls out botanical names as he stuffs seed in a tiny envelope. And my gray matter finally comes to life. Oh, yeah, I say. Hey, give me one of those envelopes. Oh, and did I mention grasses? Well, what a great season for grass seed. Let me tell you about a favorite native grass that you see in the borderlands, along the border, east to west, from 2,000 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation. Oh, and of course, northward and southward, flowing along the border. And you're saying, well, what is it, Petey? Muhlenbergia porcari. It's this marvelous tangled mound of slender stems, 2 foot by 2 foot, and from late summer, but especially in the fall, like September, October, November, those tangly stems turn light purple. You know, sometimes it's out in the open, you see this mound, light purple mound out, and it looks like maybe it looks like a bush. Much of the time, it grows up through the base of a shrub. And so the common name, bush muley, is it referring to it looking like a bush or because it grows up in other bushes? Let me know what you think about that. The genus Muhlenbergia honors Gotthilf Heinrich Ernst Muhlenberg, a Lutheran minister in Pennsylvania and an amazing botanist. The specific epithet, porteri, honors another American, Thomas Conrad Porter, and also a man of the cloth, and also an amazing botanist. If you're interested in that kind of thing, you should look those two fellers up. Muhlenbergia porteri, that's the name, a beautiful native grass of the borderlands. You know, by the way, sometimes you can find it in a nursery. That's pretty cool. But hey, the fall color of bush muley in the wild along the border, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.